station. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about programs, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who gets to break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still so great.
It is. Just Breaks brings you the E-Break. We may have some more Dan McDowell tension to listen to this morning.
Ooh, okay.
So just keep that in mind as we roll through the E-Break here. And if we have time, we may let you vote at 888-787-1310. We start off with candidate number one. That is one Mike Reiner from The Hardline. Corby was doing a story this week about a woman, I guess, looking for the father of the baby that she was about to have. And she thinks she hooked up with this guy at a metal concert. So they start making some metal jokes. And the word Reiner was looking for was pentagram. Pentagram, but he said something else.
Well, good luck to this lady trying to find the dad.
Yeah, her baby daddy.
Good luck to the kid
at Megadeth.
Good luck to the kid.
Lemmy Raw Dog Jones.
He'll probably be born with Pentagon tattoos and stuff.
You mean pentagram?
Yeah, I guess I did mean pentagram.
The tattoo of the pentagon.
Maybe.
He's just a big government fan.
Loves it. Loves the fence.
All right, well.
His name's Lemmy, but he comes out Ollie North.
Good stop down there. Anytime you get Rhines to get Corby to scream laugh.
A Pentagon will be tattooed on him somewhere.
Yeah.
Pentafor. Wait a minute.
Good God.
So there's
Rhines.
What have I said?
Where's so there's Rhines up for an E-Break. Candidate number two. I guess we'll put this on Sean Bass, but this is a mystery, another engineering mystery up here. I know it's wild that we're in the audio business. Head engineer doesn't realize it, but Sean Bass is trying to do a... doesn't seem to care. Sean Bass, our ticker guy, was trying to do a ticker, and some audio was traveling through his board, and he had no idea where it was coming from, but man, it was a stop down.
First, guaranteed. Ticket ticker!
Record. So one of the things we're going to do is...
Mavericks have a very important game tonight at home against the Houston Rockets, a team fighting for a playoff spot. It's in sling box. Rick Carlisle has to manage a tired veteran team that has lost back-to-back road games in overtimes.
Who young people who want to be on this show. And so there's no...
All right. That was kind of an E-break.
I don't think so.
Was it? I think it was
pretty flawless.
Did we ever figure out where it came from?
No telling. Ticker brought to you by Scott's and Sling Box. Rick Carlisle.
Well, I love the sponsor read in there, too. And then the Maverick overtimes.
You know what it is?
It's tough to talk when someone else is talking.
The same pot in here that has the audio that we play off the OpEx.
You have a pot in there?
What's an OpEx?
What's a pot, buddy?
It's the same one that the internet comes up on. And he had one open where one of the videos came up.
Okay, just shut up.
Just trying to explain what happened.
Shut up!
So you guys have had technical problems up here? I really haven't heard that reference that much on the
air. I know it's weird. They're in the audio business and we can't play any, but uh-oh, sorry about that. Can we hear that one more time just real quick?
First, guaranteed. Ticket ticker!
Records. And so one of the things we're going to do is...
Mavericks have a very important game tonight at home against the Houston Rockets, a team fighting for a playoff spot. In sling box, Rick Carlisle has to manage a tired veteran team that has lost back-to-back road games in overtimes.
Who young people who want to be on this show. And so there's no...
All right. That was kind of an E-break.
I don't think so.
Was it? I think it was
pretty
flawless. Did we ever figure out where it came from?
No telling. Ticker brought to you by Scott in sling box. Rick Carlisle has to manage a tired...
All right, there's Seabass up for an E-break. So I guess he did that to himself, technically, in there, right, Ty?
Yeah, what happens is the...
Shut up!
It's the hoppa. That's what got him.
You're a big jerk.
All right, hoppa. And then here's Mike Saroy up for an E-break. Now,
hoppa.
One of the worst things you can do is not hear what's been said over the air for about the last 2 to 3 minutes and then make a comment. And that happened to Saroy. He had unusual circumstances, though. Norm left the show early yesterday, his
what?
Show.
What happened there?
Well, I don't know. He wasn't a part of Crosstalk. He had to leave early. And so Bad Radio had to fill a segment. And as they're filling the segment, they're talking about Bob's trip to London and how he's going to bet on soccer games and how you can bet at the game. Okay, they talked about it for like 10 minutes. So then Saroy goes into the studio and asks Bob the same question that they had covered for the last 10 minutes. Now, instead of just laying out or saying, oh, yeah, we talked about it, listen to what a jerk Dan is. And we have confrontational Dan once again. And poor Mike becomes the victim of that mean show known as Bad Radio.
Hey, Bob.
Remember the
gambling
verb.
Question for real. Can you bet at, you said you're at the stadium?
Yeah.
Just like you're waiting in line for a hot dog, you can wait in line to make
yes.
make bets.
Yes.
In-game as well?
Yes, in fact.
Did he just tune in?
Yeah, but say, that,
are you just,
that was
joining
the whole
us?
Purpose of
it. We just did 10 minutes on it.
It wasn't 10
what
minutes.
What the hell was that?
That was okay. The whole purpose of the
what do you mean not 10 minutes? It's 12:01.
I wanted, okay, so he's, you started at 51, and I wanted more detail on this, and if you could bet at halftime.
Look at how mad he's getting,
he
too.
The details. That's, well, that's what we talked about.
Why is he getting
it?
So mad?
Flailing your arms and staring at me as I try to help you kill Norm's last segment.
Let me.
Whoa!
Thanks, Mike.
We really, really appreciate it.
Why
is he so mad?
I want all Wedge tickets from everyone.
Hold on. As I help you kill Norm's segment.
We have sensitive Mike here.
Man.
Jeez, dude.
Having a rough day. First the Twitter thing. Our Twitter cancellation and now this.
Well, we're on your side. Just... Man, you never want to cross Bad Radio.
Saroy wasn't gonna have any of it, though, was he?
Man, you don't want to cross Bad Radio. Especially if you're sitting in that producer's chair in there, which Saroy was for that 10-minute period there, which is very difficult to deal with Bad Radio.
Hardest position in radio?
Yeah, it's got to be. Bad Radio producer.
Although Tom's lasted a long time. You got to give Tom a hand.
He's been able to battle through it.
They gave him diabetes, though.
I think it's unrelated. Ty?
Wow.
Mike Reiner.
I don't think you can give someone diabetes.
Mike Reiner, Sean Bass, Mike Saroy, the candidates for E-Break. 888-787-1310. That's assuming we can take phone calls. We'll try. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week, in your opinion? Moses. Hello?
Are you punching them up, or are they in there?
They are.
I got it.
Hello?
Is this E-Break?
Yep.
Yo. Yo, one day I pray will swim, and then I will convince him to get in the water and swim like an otter.
It's Marge.
Every night.
Rapping as Skittles.
Day.
Skittles rapping for Marge, maybe? I don't know. No vote, though.
So insane.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello? Oh. I'd like to vote for Deucey's Pile.
Deucey's what?
Deucey's Pile. I believe.
Not a candidate, sir. One more fake Marge, and I'm just going to name the E-Break winner.
Be nice to her. She's ailing.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I would like to make a respectable vote for Mike.
Okay. Thank you. That's how you vote.
Which
right
one?
There.
Which
with that
one?
P1 Mike Reiner.
Ooh. Ooh, Mike Saroy.
I just assume Mike Reiner.
I don't think people know Saroy's first name.
Yeah, we just call him Saroy.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Oh. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey there, Mike. My Balch. Can you scratch it for me?
That's an undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What? I'd like to make a responsible vote for the big catch, Mike. Nope. Seabass. Sorry.
What? Seabass? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Vaginal slice, born.
Courage, you're an
courage,
idiot.
Courage.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
May I please speak to Juicy?
Oh, it's Diane Rehm. It's Diane Rehm from KERA.
Vote.
Some
vote.
Sort of panties.
Vaginal slice, born.
Courage.
Love you.
Hate you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The gay lib, Mike Saroy.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for Georgia's Anderson. Take Gordon Keith. You are the best.
Oh, thank
no,
you,
he's not.
Sir. I sure
no,
do appreciate
not.
That.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I'd like to vote for Mike Deucey's diarrhea pants.
Ooh, nice
Doesn't
vote.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is Gus Bartman, and I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner.
Thank you. Huh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Agnes Price Bornborn.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to make a responsible vote, please.
Go ahead.
I'd like to vote for Jackie's Mud Run Underpants. Thank you.
Hmm. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, I'm funnier now. I'm a big threatened vegetarian.
That's her Mike Savoy vote there, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Young kids do not want to work on that station. They had to work with D-Bag Dan.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Mike Ducey's signature poo-poo hamburger.
This is why we shouldn't take votes.
Wow. Poo-poo hamburger.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What the hell's going on?
Is my leader.com still, and I vote for Seabass.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Hi, this is David Moore, and I just finished watching Project Runway, and I just wanted to vote for Sports Rhymer. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Rhines, strap-on Georgie, ball-gag Ducey.
Okay, you're an idiot. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Mama, son of Texas here. Why do I talk this way? My testicles were ripped off my body with a vice grip when I was 10. And Jay Lombardo, the top of the air, I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, good Lord.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
If the answer is George and Jay McGarry's love, baby, I'll hang up and fart.
What's wrong with everybody? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Miner.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Yeah. Wow. Mike Reiner.
For this little gem on the hard line.
Well, good luck to this lady trying to find the dad.
Yeah, her baby daddy.
Good luck to the kid.
At Megadeth.
Yeah, good luck to the kid.
Lemmy Raw Dog Jones.
He'll probably be born with Pentagon tattoos and stuff.
You mean pentagram?
Yeah, I guess I did mean pentagram.
The tattoo of the Pentagon. Maybe. He's just a big government fan.
Loves it. Love the fence.
All right, well.
His name's Lemmy, but he comes out Ollie North.
All right, how many is that for Rhines?
Well, that is the second win this year for Pentagon Rhines.
Okay.
128 overall.
He's been nominated quite a bit,
He's holding solid at fifth place.
2012, a big year for Rhines. 813 here.